Hey, Janet.
Hey, Kent.
Hey, Elaine.
Hey, Kent.
So, you probably had your baby by now.
That's probably why we're playing this episode, yes.
Yes.
But so, if you're listening to this, I have indeed had said baby.
Guess what I just found out?
What?
Did you know that more babies born on holidays are female than male?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. It's because there's no mail delivery on holidays.
Funny.
I didn't read that joke correctly, so I had to like put it together in my head as I was talking. This is the end goal. This is the main joke.
You did talk about end goals. Good job, Kent.
Way to tie it all back to last time-ish that we recorded. Because I could still be pregnant this time next week, but hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Or hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully I'm pregnant until December in your book, right?
Oh my.
No, hopefully I have the baby on 5/10/20. I think I've mentioned that was...
Your 10th kid on the 10th would be so cool.
10th kid on the 10th. I thought of that one recently, like in this last week. Because I'm also excited about the date. It's 5/10/20. It just doubles, which is cool.
Yeah.
And it is a Sunday, so it's very convenient. Carl won't be at work. And it's Mother's Day.
Yep.
And it's our friend Angie's death-iversary, pass-iversary.
Not of Angie.
Of Angie's friend.
I was wondering if you're like plotting her death. It can't be an anniversary if it's the day it happens.
Oh, wow.
Still can be. I do what I want. I celebrate
what I
want.
It's going to be the 1 week in a... Oh, that sounds terrible. Never mind. No.
And I found out it's one of my girlfriend, it's her birthday as well.
That's a fun day. So hold it in there.
Yeah, I'm hoping. It's only another 7 days.
Your legs are very uncrossed for a woman who's trying to hold the baby in.
So welcome to Manny versus Mommy.
That's Janet Lee Barton. I don't remember.
I don't remember. So. I don't think we did the intro.
No, you didn't.
And special guest... introduce me.
That's Ken Neil Hexum.
That's Janet Lee Barton. And our guest star, Elaine Tink Wilson.
Thank you for having me, Ken. Janet, it's nice to be here.
Nice to be here. What did you say?
I think we already did that.
No, they didn't do it on this one.
I know, but you said, hey, Janet, or hey, Ken, you know?
Yeah, they said that.
That's, anyway.
Okay.
Moving on. Producer. We're so...
We're looking for a new producer.
There you go.
I thought it'd be fun if we did a get to know you with Elaine here, too.
Yes. And let's just, since we're doing that, we'll skip the three things. Yeah.
Let's just get right into it.
So question number one, because I have this list of questions of get to know you stuff. So now all three of us can answer. It's really fun. We're starting with a whammy. What makes you proud of your father, Elaine? No, you have to pick something.
that he is so stubborn and he passed it on to me so that he wasn't able to completely fuck me up. Good job, Dave.
Good job.
Hey, there you go. There's always a silver lining.
Anthony's over there like, oh Jesus.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
No, I meant Janet.
No, you meant me. Thank you.
I'm really proud that my dad always got over things quickly. He is a very hard worker, and in his career multiple times he has just been screwed over. And he would take a couple days to lick his wounds, and then bound, he was right back up and going, and just always really recuperated really fast.
That's cool.
And for me, I'd say what makes me proud of my dad is how much he dove into building his intelligence. He was already very, very smart naturally, but he really invested a lot in learning new languages and reading all the time and bettering himself that way.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Next question. What, Kent, is your biggest regret? Or regret?
Regret.
If it's only one letter.
No regrets.
No regrets, not even a letter.
Not even one letter.
Just all the years I spent being extremely codependent.
Hmm.
And knowing it was wrong and knowing I should change, but just not.
How do you feel like that's affected you longer term?
Well, I'm a Manny at the age of 33, so usually like a right after high school job, right?
Yeah.
It's perfection. That I don't think has anything to do with anything. We love our Kent.
Yes.
And if you were not a male nanny, we wouldn't have you in our lives.
And we wouldn't be doing this podcast, Manny versus Mommy.
So you're welcome to all of you listeners.
Yeah. That he's hung on to at least that much of his codependency. Yes. What about you, Elaine?
The thing that I regret most is being so caught up in the shit that I was going through that I couldn't see, even though it was legitimate and was a lot of trauma and stuff, but different parts of my life that I did not see the people around me as well as I could have. Because that has, you know, that has its own consequences to it too, even if it's understandable.
Yeah. For me, when I was becoming a senior in high school, I was set to join the academic decathlon team.
I was hoping you would say Anthony. I was like mentally screaming it at you. Anthony. Anthony. Awesome. Sorry. Anyway.
Sidetracked. So I was on the academic decathlon team, which would go and compete in various subjects, science and math and language. And it was kind of like a Jeopardy team, right?
Do you remember when you wanted me to get into that?
Yeah, I do. It was a great opportunity. And I passed it up and was impulsive and moved out of my mom's house and to Springville from St. George. And it completely altered the path of my life. So I don't necessarily live with regrets because it's made me who I am today. And I know you guys both kind of feel the same.
Yeah.
As far as like it being truly a regret, but it is something that I wonder how different it could have been, you know?
Yeah.
The alternate path.
Share that with your kids. Like,
yeah, this one choice I made,
it
completely redirected my life. Yep. Okay. Next one. Kent, yes, or we're starting with Elaine. What type of music do you dislike the most?
I have never been really into rap. I just haven't.
Yeah, me too. That's mine. I can't stand it.
No, just and certain old songs. I just there's a weird feeling about them. I must associate with
some kind of trigger.
Yeah.
Some underlying trigger there.
When I hear rap, I just think I'm too white for this. I like the Police.
I am a white woman. But I'm not a Karen. I'm not a Karen.
But then I can listen to country music and I've never lost a tractor or a dog, so I don't know.
I think my least favorite music is probably like the screamo kind of stuff. I have a really hard time with that stuff. I can do rap. There's some rap that I really actually enjoy, but the scream stuff, I'm like, ugh, it's not for me. Next question, Kent. Do you have pets?
Do I curse
any
have
of
pets?
Your own? No, but tell us all
my
about
own
the ones
personal
that
pets?
You do.
No, I think pets are pointless. Not a fan. But at my house, there are 4, sometimes 5 dogs, 2 goats, we just got rid of 2 mini horses, 2 rabbits, 2 turkeys, there's 2 turkeys, and then like 10 to 15 chickens.
Nice.
So we've got Dr. Doolittle over here at our place.
That's awesome.
But and myself personally, no.
And a dog where you work as well, because I have Titus.
Which?
Our cute little Frenchie with floppy ears and a brindle coating that we're considering studying out, because he could be AKC papered. We're actually working with a friend right now to see if there's some interest from her because she wants to breed Frenchtons, which is a Boston Terrier and a Frenchie.
It's my goal to make your dog only listen to me. And I'm almost there.
You're doing That's a pretty awesome. Great job.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
I have had multiple cats over the last few years. We still have Bella. She is one of the first original cats on my... landlord graciously let me out because originally it was no pets, and I told him, I said, listen, I have this really old lady cat. She's like Sophia from the Golden Girls. She's just a bitch, but she's harmless. And so my kids, like, that it's really important to them, is it possible, and he let her move in. So Bella is she's only actually probably like 5 years old, but she acts way older, and so she's hilarious. She talks all the time. So when I let her in this morning before I came over, all I have to do is just call her in her voice and she comes running meow, 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 and we just meow back and forth for a couple of minutes. So.
Do you understand?
Yeah. How far is this conversation
going? Well, I can
going?
Tell when there's a question mark at the end of a meow.
Meow.
Yeah. Like, meow. Yeah. But like,
I can tell
Dr. the difference. Dr. Doolittle, duh. Yeah.
That should be our new podcast. We just meow at each other.
Have you seen the thing going around on Facebook where you type in bark, 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 bark,
uh-uh.
and it like creates a translation?
Oh, that's amazing.
In Arabic or something?
I need to do that. No, but she, there are like last night, she'll go back to the bedroom where she eats, and when she comes back out with a certain tone in her voice, I know that means I have to go check out the food situation. And sure enough, she was out. So there are different tones of the meows, and yes, I've gotten very attuned to them.
Well, it's like being able to pay attention to your baby's cries. You get to know what it means.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Janet, next question.
Hold on.
What?
You know how you posted that video with the baby and the dog on Facebook?
Yes.
Have you seen the video of the dog seeing it on the news and reacting to himself on the TV screen?
No.
Oh.
Everyone go check that out. It's so funny. And I hate animals. And it's so funny.
Awesome. We're talking about a video where a baby's crawling and just cackling
mm-hmm.
with the dog. The dog jumping around.
Black, maybe poodle or...
Poodle, yeah.
Poodle-esque.
I don't know.
But yeah, so I saw poodle-esque. Today... The lady's like, my dog saw himself on the news and started freaking out. And her TV's hung, like, above a fireplace, or hung pretty high, and he's jumping to get almost level with that dog, and he's barking and all excited.
That's awesome.
With himself. That's adorable. Is that me? That's me. I think that's me.
It's me!
Okay, next question. What is the first amusement park you went to, Kemp? Well, I can
guess.
You
really need to even ask.
I mean...
Disneyland.
Of course.
Maybe, no, it would be Disneyland. Lagoon is also up there. We have pictures of my dad in this little tugboat in Lagoon and his granddaughter at the same age.
Aww.
In the same tugboats at Lagoon. That looks awesome. The exact same. His is black
Lagoon.
And white, but
I miss
everything
looks
the same.
He's old AF.
Yeah.
That's my first amusement park is Lagoon. I still have never been to Disneyland. Need to change that.
You need to go with Angie.
I didn't go till I was 31. Yes. I think I took myself when I was 31.
I will go with you and Angie. Like that. That's
it was so fun going with just my girlfriend. It was just the two of us. We literally ran around the park.
Yeah.
She says, Jan, I've been to Disneyland so many times. I've never actually been exhausted because normally she has her kids. So she's got to stop and, you know, they got to take all these breaks. But
I love going to Lagoon. I took my kids to Lagoon, but most of the time I went with my siblings and we ran around like kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best day. Like, we were just like, we're going to go ride all these rides and eat ice cream when we want to eat it and not have to stop for little
kids.
And
have a day summer crush. That was the best part of Lagoon for me was from the time I was like 12, 13, every time we go, we'd have, you know, someone that you'd hang out with for the day knowing that you intended to write. Or call each other on the phone. You never did.
Right.
But that was my first as well as Lagoon. But I was much, much younger. I probably went as a toddler.
I think I went when I first time when I was 9. When my grandparents took us. So.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I miss Lagoon.
Okay, next question. After a breakup, would you rather be alone or be surrounded by friends? Let's start with you, Elaine.
Surrounded by friends, as these friends know.
You do know.
Because that is what happens. I need the emotional support of people. Like, that's where I gain my energy, is being around people.
Kent?
I assume it's the same for you, Janet.
Yes, it is, pretty much. Samesies, right there.
Samesies.
Yeah,
for
I
me,
need
it's
to be
alone.
Out.
I just want to process and heal and get back to myself. And
that's
then...
like the worst thing for me to do is be alone right after a
break. I thought you were going to say heal.
It's the worst thing.
It's overrated.
It's horseshit.
Okay, next question. Who is the biggest pack rat you know?
My
Ken?
Sister.
Myself.
I don't
want
to call Kim out by name, but... No, like literally, and I love her to death. If there's anything you don't want, and you don't want to have to take it to DRE or the dump, you just text Kim.
Will you text Kim? I have so many things for her to pick up.
Come check out the scratch. But her basement is just full.
Like... I've gotten better at it, because I had to downsize a lot for this condo, but I used to be a major pack rat. I did go to my mother's house. I love you, Mom. But yeah, I went to my mother's house last week, and there were two. She has lots of sheds, and she was going through it, too. She's feeling the need to cleanse and purge, but she has a couple of sheds. She collects things like fabric, because she's a seamstress, so she has a lot of boxes of fabric and canning supplies and stuff, because she does all the things. So she has a reason to have a lot more shit than I do.
Mine is my first husband's family. They lived in a little tiny town called Orderville, out by Kanab.
Heard of it?
Yeah. A little tiny place.
order available, and there was no order.
No, there's not a lot of order. Their property was gorgeous. It was down this little driveway, you know, dirt driveway, and there was a little creek, and you'd drive for a little bit farther and then get to the collection of trailers. There was like 10 trailers all on this area. They had the girls'
like separate trailer, like,
yeah. No, like all separate, but kind like of clumped together. It's the strangest thing.
Like a human centipede type.
I'll have to see if I can
trailer
find
centipede.
I'll have to see. The Google photos would have been updated, and I don't know if it still looks like that, you know, 25 years later or whatever. Or maybe 20 years. But anyway, it was a collection where they had a lot of kids, I think 12. And so they had the girls' trailer, and they had the boys' trailer, and they had mom's trailer and dad's trailer and a kitchen trailer that was just full of like dishes like you'd find at a garage sale, you know, just full of dishes and pots and pans and all kinds of kitchen stuff. They had this huge tire pile of like hundreds of tires.
Was it on fire?
And it was like, that was directional. Yeah, it's over. You're going to go right at the tire pile kind of thing. It was just the strangest thing. And they just had so much stuff. Trailers full of stuff. So, next question. Are you ready, Elaine?
I am ready.
Do you have a hidden dream that you've never shared with anyone?
Considering how open I'm a dad, I don't think about that. I always wished that I could be a professional dancer.
Well, it's not a secret anymore.
Now everybody listens, and that's fine. Because I still, actually, the most specific to that, I want to do the White Christmas dance with someone, the best things happen while you're dancing. That is what I could do that if I could find a partner that would be willing to do that with me.
That would be legit.
Yeah.
Would you say too legit?
Too legit to quit, for sure.
Hell yeah.
I've always wanted to play the piano.
Oh, I can teach
and
you.
And reading music. Good luck. Reading music, and I just can't. Like, it does not correlate.
I can't write music, but I can read it. Like, I can write it without putting it down on paper. I can compose songs, but I can't write the notes. I just have no...
Even though you can read the music.
Yep.
That's interesting. Some kind of block in your brain.
Yeah,
communicating it the other way.
I can't process what speed of note I'm playing. I just look at it and my brain automatically does it. I don't consciously look and say, that's a quarter note. This is what it has to be. I just look at it and I'm able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to dig really deep behind the, you know, the theory and everything. I just don't have the energy for that.
I don't blame you. What was the question again?
What is a dream that people don't...
Oh, do I have a secret dream?
She doesn't have a dream.
Running.
She doesn't have a dream.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking, don't kink shame me. no, actually, though, like, it's one that I've talked to Kent about, and that's about it. Just disappearing. Just like... One day I'm up and gone and take my passport and go live a different life. I don't know.
Interesting. Anthony's like, whoa, do I need to prepare myself for this?
I mean, if I'm gone long enough, if I've disappeared long enough, they can file for the unemployment.
Life insurance.
The life insurance.
Now I have to edit this all out so I can get the life insurance.
It's 5 years, as we've learned from Carol Baskin. After 5 years, even without a body, you could be declared dead. So,
wow.
That's a long time to wait for the money, though. My kids would be quite grown.
Well, it'll be for
most
me.
Of them.
It'll be for Kent's like, they're
that's
not
true.
Getting shit.
Yeah, he's like, what? What kids? Okay, Kent, let's start with you. Which animals scare you most? Why?
I'm not scared.
He's not.
All of the
There's
animals.
Some things that you're probably scared of.
I don't like stray dogs.
Yeah.
Back when I was attempting to be really healthy and exercising, I would go for these 5-10 mile walks. And all the time there's this one house where the dog would be out and vicious. And I told the owner one time, like, I carry a gun in case your dog comes at me and I have to protect myself. And he was all screaming. And I will cross the road. I go around the house so I don't have to go directly by the house. And the dog will go out into the middle of the road barking and...
Yeah, that's aggressive. So aggressive animals would definitely, which I would say that's why turkeys make me nervous.
Oh.
I had a turkey at the cave and he came after us. I was like, It's too bad we're vegetarian and this thing will not be on our Thanksgiving table because I hated it.
Turkeys are terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying.
My even more than geese.
Oh. Yes, yes. Oh, geese didn't bother me as much as turkeys ever.
Even more than full-grown pigs. Oh. My roommate has this turkey that hates males, and it's got these talons, and it will puff up. I literally take a shovel in there and beat it with a shovel while I have to go collect eggs.
He's not lying.
No, like, I knocked it out, and it passed on the ground, and I thought, oh, did I kill it? So I had to call up my roommate. This is back before I lived with her. She was out of town, and I was watching her little farm homestead. And I had to call her dad and be like, I think I killed the turkey. And he's like, all right, I'll head right up and we can get the feathers off and we can start cooking that. And then it popped back up. I was like, oh no, never mind. It's back.
It's still
I don't
lives.
Know why it hates me.
Turkeys are just they're assholes. Just,
except for the girls. Any girl can go in there and it's lovely.
Oh, I had a male turkey, so that could be true. I haven't had experience with female turkeys.
Just horrible. I hate turkeys.
I can think of a specific animal that I'm like, oh, those freak me out. There's a lot of things on that list. But I think big cats freak me out. Not like Tiger King tigers, but like mountain lions and cougars and
panthers.
Yeah. Like the big cats that just live in the wild and will F your shit up. I can't think
reading,
of myself fighting one off.
I think of panthers because of Little House on the Prairie, and they talked about in the big woods of Wisconsin that panthers were that you could hear them screaming in the trees at night.
Yeah.
They scream. They don't roar.
Panthers
they scream.
In Missouri?
No. In Wisconsin.
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 The Little House of the Big Woods was in Wisconsin. Okay.
Pay attention, Kent.
Jesus.
Did you say any specific animal that you're most afraid of?
Turkeys.
Turkeys. Same. All right. Next question. Elaine, how far away from your birthplace do you live now?
Thousands of miles. I was born in Pennsylvania.
So. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That is quite a ways.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What about you, Kent?
I live about 12 miles from the hospital I was born in.
Nice.
Live in Linden, was born in Provo.
Nice.
I Google mapped it just to make sure.
You're such a nerd. I was born in Salt Lake and now live in Saratoga Springs, so it's probably 25, 30 miles.
I got to visit the hospital I was born. Well, like, not go into the hospital, but drive past it years ago when I visited my grandmother in 2002. Back in Pennsylvania, she took me by the hospital. She's like, they don't deliver babies anymore, but here it is.
But here it is. Oh. Kent, what was the first concert you ever attended? Knowing that concerts are your absolute favorite way to receive your entertainment.
I hate concerts. I've been to 3 concerts in my life.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Muse was the first concert, and Cage the Elephant opened. It was a fun concert for 5 minutes, and then I wanted to leave. We were by, not even joking, the most drugged out of their minds people, and they kept multiple times in the song they would leave and then come back in, and then leave and come back in. And it's like, what are you doing?
It's so annoying.
So
yeah, that doesn't make for a fun experience. My first concert was Smashing Pumpkins in Vegas. And I remember being there with my cousin, and he's like explaining, because I could smell marijuana, and I think it was from the people like 1 or 2 rows in front of us. So he's giving me a hard time. I was 16 at the time. And he's like, don't breathe in very deeply.
I was 21.
He felt bad.
Like.
Yeah, he felt really bad. Like, I didn't really mean to expose her to this, but it was Vegas, you know? It was a fun show. I had a good time.
I went to Colin Ray when I was 16 years old, and he was like, it was up in Ogden, and he was like my number one country singer at the time. And yeah, I got to go see that, and I was just blown away. I was like, the guy I have the biggest crush on was right there.
Right there, in person.
We're breathing the same air. And some members of the Eagles were part of the opening act.
Oh, cool.
That's really cool.
That's really neat. Okay, let's start with you on this one, Elaine. Who performs the most random acts of kindness out of everyone you know?
I would say my co-counselor at the school. She brings me and sends me stuff all the time, and Kent.
That was a setup to compliment me.
No, because Kent and her have both given me like these little things just at the most random times. Like, I've gotten cool like Golden Girl stuff from Kent. And then Liz has given me, like, she stopped by on Easter and dropped off this Easter basket with chocolates and stuff and a Clinique lipstick because she knows me so well.
Aww.
And that was really sweet.
Do you remember when you gave her, like, the Asian candies and the kids were like, can I have some?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, no.
No, you can't have candy.
No.
This is pretty adult.
It's definitely camp for me. I think you do just some really nice random things. Sometimes it's little gifts. Sometimes it's just a text. You know, so it's just you're always thinking of other people and how you can help make their day better.
Do you know?
Yeah. There, is that the compliment you wanted?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anthony, answer the question.
Answer the question where you're supposed Anthony. To.
It's definitely got to be me. Like, I'm just... No, that's probably Kent.
Aww,
only probably.
I'm amazing. I would say Kent as well.
I knew you were gonna do that. I'd like to say myself. Mm-hmm.
Can no. I nominate myself?
Why not? Why not?
I would say our friend Angie.
Yes.
She does quite a bit. Quite
she
a,
does.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, nope, I would have to add her to that
quite
list.
Quite a bit.
And hers, I think, are more acts of service. She's
they
just
can
always
be,
willing to
for
do.
Sure, but yeah, she gave me this really gorgeous bowl for my altar the other night, and that was really cool.
Yeah, when I drove your car, like, I've driven your car twice, and the one, that time I drove it, and it died at the school parking lot, and I'm trying to, like, talk with you, I'm gonna call the tow truck, and I'm like, Angie. So I called her, and she'd already left, and she was flipped right back around,
oh, yeah.
And came back, and...
Angie never hesitates to help her friends,
yeah,
not for a
she'll
second.
She'll do anything. Anything for anyone. Okay, let's start with you on this one, Kent. What is something that scares you that you would never, ever try?
Skydiving, bungee jumping.
I was just going to say that. That's exactly what
you guys
I was
are missing out. Skydiving was so great. You guys both are the same. Skydiving, bungee jumping.
Yes.
I can't wait to go bungee jumping. I'm saving up my first time, though, for New Zealand. I'm going to make that happen. So
no.
Let it be known now that it's
on
the recording. For me, murdering someone and getting caught.
Caught.
Just
like
the getting caught
yeah.
I don't want to go to prison for the rest of my life.
I totally
therefore
forgot what the
I,
question was for a
therefore
moment.
Therefore, I shall like... not ever, ever try murdering someone intentionally because I don't want to get caught and go to prison for the rest of my life.
You know what I've been doing lately with Genevieve?
What?
I'd be like, if you go do this, then after you're done, we can talk about the best way to murder someone. The best way to hide a body. She'll be like, okay. And she'll go and do it. We've never actually talked about it. She's never come back and asked, but she just laughs and goes and does.
That's awesome. Okay, pick one, Elaine. Vanilla or chocolate?
Chocolate.
No brainer, huh?
Yeah.
Kent?
Vanilla. Especially if it's a frosty.
Mm. I think... generally, I prefer chocolate. I'm kind of an either-or person. I'm actually neither.
I
can
like
I have
strawberry.
Something salty?
I like...
Is there something more vanilla than vanilla? What are you?
No, I just... I don't know.
Vanilla
I'm not a big fan of either. Vanilla bean is really good. I do. I would prefer
that
vanilla
is more
bean
vanilla
over chocolate.
Than vanilla.
I do like that. So, yeah. But there's a lot of ways I'm not very vanilla-y. Yeah. Moving on. I think, well, I gotta see if we've done this question. I think not. Scroll. I've been so on top of this whole time, and then at the ice cream thing, I was thinking ice cream with vanilla or chocolate. We all were. Because you talked about the Frosty.
Mm.
Have you had their Frosty float?
No. Have you had
what?
Their Frosty Chino?
No.
Iced coffee with Frosty? It's amazing.
I have not tried it. The one time I wanted to try it was too late in the day. You don't go to, is it, yeah, Wendy's. You don't go to Wendy's enough.
No, clearly not.
She knows where the Dairy Queen is now, so she doesn't.
Yeah. I'm good. But there is a Wendy's over by my house.
Oh, follow up to what I was just talking about. How many days could you last in solitary confinement, Elaine?
Well, considering where I grew up,
honestly, level expert.
Yeah, kind of. Like, when people were really first freaking out about this, and I was just like, actually, this is way better than I had it.
Oh, yeah.
Year,
yeah.
So, I remind
my kids
of that.
We got electricity, we got flushing toilets.
We've
like,
got
I'm
Netflix,
good.
Okay, and Amazon Prime. I'm good. So, solitary confinement, though, that's a little bit different, because I would probably go insane after a day or so. Because I hate being alone, for the most part. Like, I like my alone times, don't get me wrong. But as a way of life, oh, hell no.
So not long.
No, not long at all.
Kent?
I think I could go for a long time. Wait, Are the voices in my head still allowed to talk to me?
Oh, sure.
Okay, then yeah, I can go for...
Yeah, I think I would last actually quite a while in solitary. I'm like you, Elaine, where people around me is super important, but I'm also very competitive. And so I think I would just like figure out a way to track how many days it had been and stuff. And yeah, I would turn it into some kind of competition with myself.
I think we have time for one last question. So I think... have a good one?
I do.
Another zinger for Elaine.
No, tell me. No, what this are you one's... proud of your dad for?
This one's kind of fun. Kent, would you rather walk funny or talk funny?
I do both, so. Walk funny or talk funny? Talk funny. I think it'd be more humorous.
What kind of funny would you want to talk? Not be able to say your R's?
Maybe.
A lift?
The other
a
day,
lift and an inability to say you out.
The other day I was trying to yell 9 at your kids. My voice cracked so hard. Like, I don't think it's ever cracked that hard before in my life. It was the funniest thing. I'm glad that Anthony and Jamie were there to witness it.
I think I'd rather talk funny, but like Tourette style.
Oh, well, you put it that way. That's a little more appealing.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We watched What About Bob the other night with my children, and so they thought his pretending to have Tourette's so that he didn't have it, and the way he did it, their eyes were like, "What? That's awesome."
I love all the YouTube videos of people with Tourette's that are just like laughing about their tics. It's like, it's the best. Oh, there's one guy that does karaoke. It's the best. There's big language warning. But there's some people that just talk about their tics and talk about the ones that come up. And as, you know, they're talking about them, a lot of them show up. And you're like, oh, there's that one. Caramel!
You can laugh about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that bad, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So, but because speech and talking and stuff like, I'd probably say walking funny. But at the same time, my walk is very precise. Like, I had to learn how to walk in heels around, you know, schools and running through. So I don't know. That one's a hard one, but I'd probably say walk funny because talking is my way of life. So,
and all I can think of is the Ministry of Silly Walks. Like that's the kind of walk you should have.
Right.
Not like a limp. I mean, that's boring.
Didn't you say you were going to club somebody or something earlier?
Well, yeah. I can partial hobble you.
And here's our final twist of the day.
Yeah, that's
we're
going to
hobble
twist.
You now.
Man. See, hobbling is not murder, generally.
Wow,
so.
Jesus.
That got dark real quick. Thanks for listening.
Congratulations on your baby, Janet.
Yeah, well, yay. Thanks. Hopefully I will have posted about it and everybody knows. Unless I just decide not to tell anyone and you assume I'm pregnant until December.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
What if
me.
This is all just a lie?
I'm not even pregnant.
And all of a sudden your bump's gone and you're just like, what are you talking about?
Alternate reality. Thanks for listening. We love you. Bye.
Bye.